You're listening to SBS News.
President Joe Biden is losing patience with Americans who've chosen not to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The vaccines are free and have been widely available for almost 5 months, but only 53% of the country is fully vaccinated, a figure well below the 70 and 80% double dose targets being pursued in Australia. With an increase in case numbers to about 150,000 new cases a day and about 1,500 daily deaths, President Biden is keen to lift vaccination rates, and he's warned the unprotected to contemplate the potential consequences of refusing to be inoculated.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. So please do the right thing. But just don't take it from me. Listen to the voices of unvaccinated Americans who are lying in hospital beds, taking their final breath, saying, if only I'd gotten vaccinated. If only. It's a tragedy. Please don't let it become yours.
After months of using promotions and incentives to encourage people to get vaccinated, President Biden is now mandating action.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated. Next, I will sign an executive order that will now require all executive branch federal employees to be vaccinated, all. And I've signed another executive order that will require federal contractors to do the same. If you want to work with the federal government and do business with us, get vaccinated.
With the rising case numbers in the US, growing numbers of unvaccinated children are being hospitalised and some are ending up in intensive care. Dr. James Versalovic is a paediatrician at the Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. He says very young children, as well as unvaccinated teenagers, can end up in an ICU if they're infected.
Those under 5 years of age and unvaccinated teenagers appear to be presenting, at least some of them, with a more severe acute illness that is requiring critical care in our pediatric ICUs.
Overall, the global data shows that children tend to have less severe symptoms than adults when infected with COVID-19. The United States could start offering vaccinations to children under 12 in the next few months. Dr. Versalovic says Pfizer and Moderna are in the process of finalising trials, which will soon see their findings put before the US regulator for emergency use approval.
Pfizer and Moderna are currently in phase 2-3 combined of the pediatric vaccine trials. So things are moving ahead on track as rapidly as possible, but we simply cannot compromise safety, and we also cannot compromise evaluation of effectiveness of these vaccines.
The European Union has settled a legal dispute with AstraZeneca over delays in delivering vaccines to the bloc. Stefan de Kirschmecker from the European Commission says the company has agreed to deliver a total of 300 million vaccine doses by March next year. This is on top of the 100 million AstraZeneca shots already procured by the EU.
Under this settlement agreement, AstraZeneca has the firm commitment to deliver, in addition to the 100 million doses which have been delivered by the end of the second quarter of this year, another 135 million doses in 2021 and 65 million doses by end of March 2022.
The World Health Organization says Africa will be receiving 25% less doses than it was anticipating for this year. Just over 3% of people across the African continent are fully vaccinated, but the WHO says that low rate drops to just 1.7% in sub-Saharan Africa. African officials are disappointed by this week's announcement that the global COVAX effort to distribute vaccines to low and middle-income countries is again cutting its delivery forecast. The WHO Regional Director for Africa is Dr. Mathihisto Moeti.
If producing countries and companies prioritize vaccine equity, this pandemic can be over quickly. But yesterday, the COVAX platform shipment forecasts for the rest of the year were revised downwards by 25%, in part because of the prioritization of bilateral deals over international solidarity. G20 health ministers have this week expressed their support for the global 40% vaccination target. This goodwill needs to be accompanied by concrete actions and financing for the global fight against COVID-19 to succeed.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.